Hi, Naisha. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. You were speaking with Mary. She wanted me to get on the line, get to the details of the service, and answer any questions you might have. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Thank you. It's going well.
Good. Good, good. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all use it as consumers, and for you, you know, that means that customers won't even need to know the name of your business, but they'll still find you when they go on Google or go on Bing, and they're typing in keywords related to the services that you provide. Now, of course, the calls come directly to you, so no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, we offer the services on a month-to-month basis, and, you know, no matter how many calls you get, there's not a website for you currently, though, right?
There is. I'm not sure why.
Oh.
Find it, but yeah, I do have a website. And
okay.
I do have a Google account or a Google homepage as well.
So you have a Google listing already, and that's important.
Yeah, but it's not updated. It's not updated. I need to get in there and do that without having to create a whole new one. The address on there is not correct, and I wanted to start adding reviews, but I can't figure out how to get back in the account that it's trusting. So I may have to go back and create a new one. I'm not sure.
Okay, gotcha. But you have a pretty wide service area, Houston, Spring, Conroe. Like, how far would you go for the right job?
50 miles.
Okay, gotcha. So now this
for
is going to be
right,
a
for the right job.
For the right job, you'd go a little bit farther. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. It'd be worth going. So what we would do here for that type of service area, you know, a good 50 miles or so or more, is to do a local SEO campaign and combine it with Facebook ads, okay, a social media campaign. That means we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, of course, that means no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, you're looking at exactly $249.00. It would go once a month for that $249 and never a penny more. Now, it is month to month for a good reason. It's our job to kind of get and keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time, being that it's a position we're actively filling. Is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, Google.
I'm actually, I mean, I've been getting calls from you guys off and on for a little while now, and that's kind of a bummer.
Gotcha.
But I ran over to Angie, and they're basically ripping me off, and so.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a very, very different service. And, of course, with that, you know, paying for leads and then you chase down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. It's hard sometimes to get a high enough conversion rate to make doing that worthwhile. Now, the business is Faithfully Designed Studios, right? That's how you would want your company to be branded online.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The phone number that we're speaking on, that's the one that you would want your customers to call, right? This is going to be the business number? No. Okay, so this is not the business number. That might be what I'm missing here. What is the number that's on your website?
It's going to be 281-901-2744.
Okay, so 281-901-3744?
2744.
27, that's what I thought. I didn't remember hearing a 3, but for some reason I typed it in that way. So 281-901-2744, that's going to be the business phone number. Now, like I said, it's month to month. Of course, you're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything will have that click-to-call feature. Now, did you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I wanted to get in there and update, like, the number and update, you know, get some reviews going. But I can't remember how to get on, because I have two pages that pop up on Google.
Okay.
See that. They're still, obviously, in my old service area. And
right.
So I don't know if I should just create a whole new Google listing, or if I should just... Kind of try to figure out how to get into the one. So there's two. The one is very old. The other one is somewhat updated, but still not with a new address.
Got it. Right.
So
right.
I need to see if I can manage that.
That's okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, a lot of times, you know, when there's old information, you know, it's one of the things that we do in the very beginning is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. We're going to want to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, current, and consistent. It's our job, of course, to fix it if it's not. So that is something that we can do for you. Yeah, we wouldn't need you to create a new listing. We would just use the existing listing and then make those updates. Okay. And then as far as like, for us contacting you regarding your account, is the faithfullydesigned5@gmail.com, is that a good email address for you then?
That's correct.
That is, okay. And then we do not have your last name on file here.
Dixon.
Dixon. And then the spelling of your first name, did either Daniel or Mary verify that?
No.
Okay, so don't want to go off of their best guess. But how do you spell your first name?
It's going to be N-I-E. S is in Sam, H-A.
H-A. Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha. And then your business is technically service-based, right? Meaning that you go to the customer. Do customers, though,
right.
come to you ever?
No.
No, okay. So there's not a physical address, brick-and-mortar, showroom, or location that you would want your customers to know about. Now, I did see on the website there is the 24955 Franz Road. Is that an accurate?
No. No, it's not. I was in the process of getting a business address.
Okay.
So I don't know if I want to kind of do that just like not for, I mean, I don't need an office space right now.
Oh, that's okay.
For business purposes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not something you have to do now or even down the road. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home. You know, you don't have to have a storefront. I just wanted to have the accurate address here. On the Angie's, it's got 1944 Katy Fort Bend. Is that any more accurate or current?
That is. That's my address. It's just
that is.
My apartment
okay.
number.
Gotcha. Does not have an apartment number, just Katy 77493.
Yeah, I didn't want it to have one.
Okay, gotcha.
Obviously for
personal reasons. Yeah, no, absolutely. And Google's even more supportive of that. I mean, they don't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would. You'll actually, you know, not see that physical address popping up there. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I mean, obviously I want to make this affordable for you. I'm going to actually waive the setup fee as well, so it's just going to be that flat rate, that $249 is an out-the-door cost, okay? And it is a month-to-month service, so there's no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it, too. If you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. We don't charge you during the pause or after the fact. Everything would be paused. We wouldn't take anything down. You could still get phone calls and get jobs when it's paused. The one thing that we would pause would be, well, of course, we're not going to go in there and actively make updates and content changes when it's paused. And we would also pause the Facebook ads because those Facebook ads are also budgeted for in that 249. So obviously everything's paused. That's the one thing that we would stop doing. So the next step here would be to schedule your client interview. And that is exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will kind of go into detail about your services, your service area, kind of, you know, verify information that we have for you off of the website and information that I have here. Make sure that, of course, you know, we know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, etc. That call takes about 30 minutes or so. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Would you be available for that follow-up call from our technician?
Yeah, you know, when they'll call.
Well, I can take a look at the client interview calendar and see what would be available here. A little tight, but I think I can still get you in at 4, and then there looks like there might be one spot available at 5. You don't have to be in front of a computer, like I said, as long as you can answer some basic knowledge questions about your business. If we schedule it at 4, it would get you off the phone about 4:30. Okay, and then how did you want to take care of that initial investment of just $249, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
Well, it's going to be a Visa, but, yeah, if you want to give me, like, today's Monday, and it has to all be set up today.
Well, it is a position that we're actively filling, so we're just looking to get the information and the best time to give you that follow-up call.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can give me a call anytime.
Okay. Is that $249 available today?
Not today, and it probably won't be until Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah, I had to
pair
things up with Angie. So, yeah.
That's not going to be a problem at all. I'm actually able to fill the listing, close out the category. We'll stop calling through the area, and I can do a post-dated transaction for up to one business week. So since it's Monday, Wednesday would not be a problem at all. We would just be looking to do that follow-up call then on Wednesday. And then although we won't be billing until Wednesday morning, was that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover? I think you said Visa card, right? Okay. Is the name on that card your name first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
Yeah, it's L. It's L as in Larry.
L. You said L?
L as in
Larry. Oh, okay. Gotcha. It sounded like you said L as in Mary, and then I thought, that doesn't make sense. Did you say L as in Larry?
Yeah, L as in Larry.
Gotcha. There's just kind of a little bit of a muffled, and then it fades in and out just a little bit.
I'm sorry. One second.
Oh, that's so much better already. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so you said, because before I, pay, I kind of just want to get a, just a rundown of everything.
Of course. So let me do this. I mean, obviously you want to know exactly what you're getting here. So let me send you a link to our pricing page. Obviously we're not Google. I mean, if anyone calls and identifies themselves as Google, they would not be truthful. Although Google does make these types of phone calls to business owners, it's only for companies that have 100 individual locations or more. For anything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. So we are a Google partner. And the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and the link I just sent you is to the pricing page of the website. which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you are able to and you have not already, could you maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up? At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that? Okay, so of course you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access to your tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Now, you'll be able to manage and monitor your online reviews from your tracking system, from your client dashboard. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms.
Sorry, I'm trying to pick up my daughter. She's not coming out. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I've got kids myself.
One moment. Okay, hello?
Oh, I am here. Okay. So...
Okay, you said click on the page, on the link that you sent, and then control your online presence, generate more
correct.
Business.
Right.
Online,
business, and exactly.
Online
so you'll always have a detailed reporting and tracking system, so 24/7 access. You can not only see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work's coming from, you'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page of the search, etc. You'll be able to monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we'll create all the content that Google wants to see, whether the review starts out on Google, Bing, Facebook, Apple Maps, Theory, or if it's like Super Pages, Manta, wherever the review originates, it will repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can kind of request reviews, respond to reviews.
I'm so sorry. I keep getting calls. Let me give me 1 moment. I'm sorry.
Sure. No problem.
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, I am here. Hello.
I apologize for this.
Oh, that's okay. No, that's okay. We all have lives, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Definitely want to be respectful of your time. So now, of course, you're going to get a detailed reporting system. You'll be able to respond to your reviews. We've been doing this since 2004, so for over 20 years. You know, obviously, you'd be in really good hands with us. Now, as I mentioned before, you'd get that opportunity to see exactly where your work's coming from, the work that we do as well. We've got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. And, of course, it's a month-to-month service, but our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it works, and nobody cancels on profit. You can see that blue-tinted photo, and below it, it says Google Ads Partner. And the box that you can actually click on that would take you to google.com/partner. So that box that says Google Partner, that colorful Google G, you can click anywhere on there, and you can see right on Google's website that we are a Google Partner. Of course, that makes all the difference in the world. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, and whether those changes are big or small, they let us know ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, okay? And again, like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate, simple, straightforward pricing, a lot easier to manage than something like Angie, and of course, getting calls directly to you from someone who saw your website before they called you is very, very different than chasing down leads. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, the right below that is where it says SEO packages. Now, the platinum package is perfect for you and for your service area.
Okay, let me see how long. Oh,
is it packages? So it's It's not going to be the $599 with that $299 setup fee. I'm going to do that for that same platinum package. Everything on there except for the landing page. We don't have to build a landing page because you already have a website, okay? And I did want to make this affordable. I'm actually going to drop that price from $599 a month to just $249 a month. And I even did waive the initial setup fee. Now that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up on you. You still qualify as a young company, and the new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is available for businesses that are 3 years old or less, but it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. So no matter how long you keep the service, it would just be that flat rate. It's really designed to make it affordable for younger companies because we know that your success is our success. And keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've kept our doors open for over 20 years. We want to make it affordable, keep it affordable, but at the same time, we need to earn your business. Keep your phone ringing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're saving over $599 in your first month alone, and every month that you keep the service, you're going to save that extra $350 off of what is listed on our website. Now, it's listed that way because, you know, with the landing page included, we might spend that $898 on our end in the first month to get everything going for you. So we're offering it to you to something that's below what it would cost us to create, maybe, you know, without that website or the landing page that we have to build. But it's still something that we have to earn your business just for it to be profitable for us, you know, obviously. But we're looking to keep you on board long term. And I've been with the company almost a dozen years. I've got clients that have been with me for 10 years or more. As a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. You know, like I said, we've been around since 2004, and nobody cancels on profit. My job is to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. From that point on, we just earn your business and keep your phone ringing. So we would not be processing a payment until Wednesday then, right?
Hello, sir.
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, the phone had.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
A couple of things,
right.
Okay, so you said that someone's going to call in to help me, what, set things up?
So,
my Google page, you know, fix before running it, like, what about the ads? Are those, the ads are something that I have to manage? Do you guys have, like, a software that I log into? How does that work?
So you'll have a detailed reporting and tracking system. But after we do our client, the client interview is designed to get all the information that we need to create the ads. And of course, with our experience and expertise, fixing your Google listing and then creating all the content necessary to get you on that first page. So although you'll have very detailed reporting and tracking and access to that 24/7, once we do that client interview, really all we need for you is to answer the phone when it rings.
Okay, gotcha. And how would I have access to that client tracking?
So you'll get a username and password and of course, 24/7 access to that dedicated website that you can use to track. It's my.localsplash.com. That will be your dashboard. And you'll have, like I said, 24/7 access to it. The reports update in very near real time, meaning several times throughout the day, so it's always very up-to-date information. Now, we would do that client interview the day that you make that payment. So if you're not able to make that...
1 second. I'm so sorry. This is just, I've never gotten this many calls. Just give me 1 second. Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay. All right. I'm done, pretty much. So lastly, and then I guess we'll go ahead and get things going. go. I just want to make sure, because like I said, I've been wasting money with like these marketing ads and stuff.
Well, yeah, yeah, and you know, it seems like, you know, I've been talking to business owners for many years that are using services like Angie or even Angie itself, and most business owners say it's a headache, it's a hassle, it's frustrating. You get a lead, you try to follow up with that lead. Sometimes they don't answer. Sometimes they just want an estimate.
Right.
They're not even looking to hire anybody. So this is going to be
right.
much different. I mean, nobody goes on Google or Bing and types in, you know, interior designer near me, because they're practicing their typing. They're actually looking to find someone to call, someone to hire. So you're definitely going to see much, much better results with this. You do have that website that people will see before they decide to call you. And you offer a whole host of services. So, you know, you're going to be able to be quite profitable with this service. Now, you know, obviously we do want to do the client interview as quickly as we can. Are you able to have us get that started today for that $249?
No, I think on Wednesday I'll be able to pay that.
On Wednesday. So we'll get things set up for Wednesday. We could do as early as 9 a.m. for that client interview. And
that's
as late
fine.
As late as 5.
On
okay.
Wednesday, I have a consultation. So, yeah, let's do 9. That's good.
Okay. And then we'll process that payment just prior to that 9 o'clock. And is that going to be on, you said it was a Visa card, right?
Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay.
My card does not stay open, so it's going to have to be processed per my agreement. Like, I don't keep my card accessible.
Okay.
So
yeah, so
I have to pay that when you guys call. The last question that I did have was, the last question I did have is, okay, so like for when you do post the, you know, update the Google listing, the reviews, because that's what to look for. I'm working on getting those. I have like quite a bit on Angie, like, so I'm working on getting reviews, and I could get quite a few from people I already have worked for. So
sure.
How would that work, trying to generate those reviews on different platforms so that people see, like, you know, the event before I pay the money, because I know that's something that clients look for when they look up your services.
Right.
I haven't gotten around to getting that done yet, but I definitely need to. So
we can actually help you get reviews on your Google listing. You know, obviously, we would send you the link to the listing, to the review tab of the Google listing, and the sample thank you letter. You can, you know, like you said, email even previous clients, satisfied clients, even friends and family can leave reviews for you. And then it's just a simple process with that link. Those reviews populate right on your Google listing, which is where you want them to populate
right.
where they're going to benefit you
right.
the most. So, you know, obviously, like I said, we wouldn't be processing that payment until first thing on Wednesday. I would need to have everything in place for us to get that started at 9 o'clock. I do need to read a voice verification. It takes about 5 minutes. It's required of us because we are a Google partner. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, that it is just that $249, that we are waiving your setup fee, and that we're officially going to start things on March 2nd, which is Wednesday's date. And then before I do that voice verification to put that card on file, you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. 4,000. 2233. 4097. 3.
You broke up in the last 4. I heard 3.
3023.
So I have 4000-2233-4097-3023.
That's correct.
And then the expiration month and year?
329.
03 of 2029, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
953.
953. So you said 953, 953 on the back, and March or 03 of 2029 for the expiration date. I did verify that card. Does it bill at the new address, the 1944 Katy Fort Bend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then I do need to do the voice verification. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though, and I do have it pulled up. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Faithfully Design Studio.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Naisha Davis, owner and CEO.
You said your first name is Naisha. Did you say Davis or Dixon?
I'm sorry, that's my maiden name.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the process of saving everything. It's Dixon.
Gotcha, because I have Dixon, but I swore even with the less than perfect connection,
I
heard you say
so
Davis. Okay. All right. That makes I thought I was going crazy for a second there.
I prefer to have that on there. So I'm trying to get that process going now.
Okay, so it's actually Naisha Dixon, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. That's how I have it. Thank you so much. And then, of course, it says, please state your title with the business.
My title is going to be owner CEO.
Of course. And then as the owner and CEO of Faithfully Designed Studios, Naisha, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That is correct.
Of course, you make the decisions, and it is non-contractual, again, meaning month to month. And then for the billing information that you did provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
That is correct.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We are already aware of the Angies. Like I said, there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content we'll create for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. Like I say, we have to make some changes to what's already out there. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Again, name, address, phone number, website. We want to make sure that all of that information is up to date, accurate, current, and consistent across the board. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Naisha, that's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, and with it starting on Wednesday the 2nd, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged on Wednesday's date, April 2nd, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249 per $0.00. Naisha, that 249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches, Siri on a smartphone, of course, the social media, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the second of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $249, once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will and no contract, and again, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. In fact, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Davis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Naisha, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then we can schedule, you said 9 o'clock on Wednesday for your follow-up call with your technician. That would work out for you. So we'll process the payment just prior to 9 o'clock, and then our technician will call you within the first few minutes of the hour, maybe right at 9 o'clock or a couple minutes after. If I am in between phone calls, when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just to say a quick hello in the beginning, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open. You'll receive at 8 o'clock a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 9. I'm also right now going to send you a calendar invite, and the invite is also just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say local/CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, one other thing that I wanted to do here, just to add a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Faithfully Designed Studios, even if it's you, Naisha, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. Now, perhaps even more important, if you get any phone calls down the road, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, or any time down the road, if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, you should not under any circumstances entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that certainly wouldn't be us. They definitely wouldn't know the answer to that security question, and just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is clear, and of course, it does state it bills only on the second of the month and only for that flat rate. Now, as far as your options for your security question, the city you were born in or your first pet's name, which of those would you want for your security question?
The city that I was born in.
Okay. The city, and what is the answer?
Chesapeake, Virginia.
Chesapeake. Okay, gotcha. Just type it in twice. You're all set and squared away there. And then on Wednesday morning, you'll receive both an automated email with our client support information. That welcome email has your login credentials for your tracking system. Your tracking system should be certainly up within a couple of days after your client interview. You'll get a email and a text when that is active. You can try it any point in time, but you might get an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. So you'll get the welcome email. You'll also get an additional email. The first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification will also be provided for you in writing. You will not get those emails through our automated system until we process that payment on Wednesday morning just prior to your client interview, so your technician, your client interview technician, can walk you through any questions you have, okay? But other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get that great-looking website in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, thank you.
Pleasure speaking with you, Naisha. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Hopefully, I'm in between phone calls when our technician calls you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of the day. Take care. Bye-bye.